This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. Go and check out everything that we've got going on over there. A huge draft, trade deadline show coming up. That's going to be massive. I think it starts before anyone else's live show, any other website's show. So go and check all that out. The link is already up on YouTube. They're going to have all of the sports ethos, not all of them, but a fair few fantasy experts as well as NBA experts that we've got over there. So, hosted by the fantastic Dan Bespris, of course. I'm sure Aaron Bruschi will be on there. Our fearless leader will also make an appearance at some point. And we'll see who else decides to prop up. Before we get into it and have a chat about the Denver Nuggets game, first night of the second back-to-back of the nightmare schedule, if you've got a few seconds to go and give us a little rate and review on Apple, iTunes, or wherever else you get your podcasts. I think we're on Amazon Music, Spotify, Dash Radio. You can listen to us weekly on there as well. And all over iHeartRadio. Wherever you get your podcasts, I think we're on it. So we appreciate all the support and all of the listeners that tune in each and every episode. It's been fantastic as well. And, of course, a special guest, which we've got plenty coming up this week. Over the course of the next couple of weeks, we've got some awesome guests coming up. So look forward to that as well. We'll be recording them throughout the week. Some familiar faces, which we've all heard from before. So looking forward to getting some pretty awesome people and different opinions on you so that you can all find out more than just what I like to divulge. So if you want to follow me on Twitter at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank as in bank, at Ethos Pelicans is the show. Let's get into it. So the 6 games in 9 nights nightmare schedule, as we've been calling it, continued on, today, against the Denver Nuggets. They rolled into the Smoothie King Center and after a couple of days off, came in and played very well. The Pelicans were without Brandon Ingram again and also Jonas Valanciunas, who was out with a non-COVID illness, which he seems to catch now and then. I mean, better than the COVID. He got over the COVID pretty quick. So, unfortunately, he was crook, so we didn't have him, but the rest of the team returned. So we're a little bit undermanned. Two leading scorers out, which was going to make it tough against the reigning MVP and his ragtag bunch of carry-ons that are the Denver Nuggets. We ended up falling short, 116-105, despite a massive effort from all of the guys. It was tough. You know, everyone that contributed, there was, how many? Six guys in double figures. All of the starters except Garrett Temple got in double figures and over 15 points, actually. And Nikhil and Jackson, that strong bench brigade that they've been, performances that they've been putting in, again, 18 and 13 points respectively. And really impressive game from Herb Jones. So we're going to break that down as well today. So if we start with the quarter by quarter, as we like to do, the first quarter, it was tough. We started fast, and then we just sort of fell apart a little bit. They were turning the ball over like anything, but we couldn't make shots. We got a little bit three-point happy and ended up ending the first quarter 26-17 in, behind, basically. And it was just a bit disappointing because it felt like everything that we'd been doing the last few weeks, we sort of went away from. And while even what we did in the first 5 minutes of the quarter, where we blitzed Nikola Jokic flat out and he turned the ball over twice in the first couple of minutes. And then we went away from it and he started taking control of the game as he does. Second quarter, 31-24, and we come flying. We really did. Great response. And, you know, head into the half time, fairly even. Really, really close in score. And, you know, it was probably where it then changed. Come out of the half and Denver hit another gear. They really did. Jokic at the half had 7 points, 7 rebounds and 7 assists. And you just knew he wasn't finishing with that. So 36 points to 30 in that third quarter. They came out and started slapping us. And the momentum was absolutely with them. Despite the fact that the Pelicans decided to drag their shooting percentage up, just not the three-point shooting. It was terrible. We were really, really bad, and we'll talk about that in a second. And finally, the last quarter, 30-27, and we just couldn't drag out of that third quarter hole. Honestly, the momentum just sort of got away from us, and it's funny that when you play against stars, they help you win, and when you're missing your stars, you don't win as much. Didn't help that the refs were, again, just, I don't know, woeful. You know, I don't know how guys commentate it, like AD and Joel sitting there and are unable to just, I don't know how they managed to contain themselves, because I was ropeable watching some of those calls. Jokic should have been fouled off at halftime the way he was manhandling people, but because it was him, DG, Graham ended up getting a tech foul because he said to the refs, you've got to call them on him. And they won't. You know, these stars get preferential treatment. Unfortunately, not ours, which is disappointing. But, you know, we battled really hard. And all credit to the guys. When your shot's not falling, you got to find some other ways to generate offense. And, you know, it really was a team effort. They were just a better side. Well, they just had a better player. You know, the rest of them, besides Jokic, the rest of them were pretty crap. It was just the fact that he makes them so much better. When he's on, they're awesome. He had 29 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists, massive triple-double. That's what he finished with. You know, second or third quarter, he just went ballistic and you couldn't stop him. It didn't matter what you wanted to do. He was having his way with them. So, tough night. Over at the team stats, we end up shooting 38% from the field, which was pretty woeful to their 50%. You know, when you've got a guy that can create, whether it's scoring or passing, it's just makes it so hard to defend because you've got open shooters and they make shots. You know, Austin Rivers hit a couple. Even, like, all of them were just stepping out. Aaron Gordon hit a couple, which was bizarre because he can't shoot for anything. But we ended up shooting 14% from three, 5 of 34, which makes us last in three-point accuracy for the month of January, which is disappointing because that had been a really big improvement for us, but they weren't falling, and we still got happy. We still launched 34 of them, which was more than Denver did, who shot 12 of 33, 36%. Free throws, we had 33 attempts, made 30 of them. Fantastic effort, but down the stretch when we needed to make it, we missed a big one from Josh Hart, and it was tough. You know, you leave freebies there. They had 25 free throw attempts, 22 were made. And, I mean, I suppose the big disparity here is the assist numbers, 29-23. They managed to move the ball so well. And Jokic is just phenomenal. You know, when he goes and has 10 assists himself, I mean, he's hard to contain. He hits guys in rhythm and they make shots, which, you know, having a guy that can create like that from the center spot is just such a gift. And probably a big thing that JV needs to work on is the ability to create out of the double team and out of the post. And And so we'll see what happens with that. But rebounds they ended up getting us, which was disappointing. And turnovers, we caused them to have 21 turnovers and we still managed to lose, which, you know, we only turned the ball over 13 ourselves. Points off turnovers, 22 to 26, which is just not good enough. You get them to turn the ball over 21 times and only manage to get 26 points off it. Well, should be 40. You know, we should have absolutely murdered them. But they were good in transition. There wasn't that mentality to score. And we didn't push the ball. But the team really did look like a bit lackadaisical. And perhaps that was the fact that they were playing roles again that they're not accustomed to do. You know, down the stretch, who is the go-to scorer? You give the ball to Brandon Ingram or you give it to Jonas Valanciunas and they score the bucket. Didn't have that. And, you know, it was done by committee and unfortunately, you know, you fall short. These guys are a great side. Don't get me wrong. I can't say that that we should have won this, but we hung with them for the whole game until the end. And that's what makes it disappointing in the loss. But again, you know, since Brandon Ingram came back from that 3-16 start, we're over 500. So, if you get rid of the 3-16, you know, we're a good side. And we're competing with these teams. So, we got a full side, we probably beat that mob. I'll tell you for free, we probably do. But, we'll see what happens. So, over to the box score. As I said, Jokic had himself a triple-double, 29, 13, and 10. Aaron Gordon had 20 points, which was bizarre because he felt like he did nothing. 8 of 18 shooting. Austin Rivers, 12 points. Monte Morris had 13. Forbes off the bench did nothing until the last quarter and really put the nail in the coffin as he continually hit these like rimming out shots that somehow went in anyway. 14 points. And Najee off the bench for them had 11. DeMarcus Cousins, 6-7-2. You know, he signed a 10-day there, so he was playing the backup center minutes. Over at our side, Herb Jones had a fantastic game, and his defensive instincts are just something else. He ended up with 5 steals to go with 19 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 7 of 13 shooting. And while he missed a couple of 3-point shots, he still stepped into it, which is pretty awesome. You know, that confidence in his shot is great. He's hitting his free throws. Only one turnover, and he was everywhere. They recorded him 5 steals, but I reckon if a few of more of them had come together, he would have ended up with closer to 6 or 7, 8, or, you know, he probably tipped 3 or 4 passes as well that almost were steals. And his defensive anticipation is just phenomenal. I've got so much time for that kid. He's just awesome. And to see the Pelicans go and order in his jersey and Jose Alvarado's jersey and put him in the team store, mate, that's something else. I'm so impressed with the Pelicans for doing that. And unfortunately, due to me living on the other side of the world, I can't get one because shipping does not exist to the made-up country of Australia, which is difficult and would have cost me an arm and a leg with the exchange rate anyway. So, you know, I'll just watch other people have them. Anyway, I'll digress. Josh Hart, returning from that ankle injury, which looked like he was going to be cooked for a while, managed to play 16 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal. He was solid, but again, it was just a tough night. No one was particularly good. Graham started really well, ended up with 15, but, you know, 4 of 12 shooting. Billy, starting at center again, 18 and 16. He was one off a career high for his rebounds. 3 assists and a steal and 3 blocks, and he was great. Taking on the MVP, who was talking about in one of the ad breaks that, you know, he's played against for 15 years. He's known this guy over in Europe for such a long time, and to see a guy like that and come up against him, and he knows how good this guy is, it was such a good battle, and to see him pretty much be our second best player, I guess, behind Herb Jones was really admirable, and he battled all night. Did really well in 32 minutes, and talk about staying ready. You know, this guy is such a backbone of the team and of the community and of the culture of the team, and you love to see it. So, really impressed with how he went. Nikhil off the bench, he was downhill for the most part. I can't have a crack at him because he did what he was supposed to do. He scored 18 points, come off the bench, he got 4 assists, and a couple more of them should have been assists, but Jackson Hayes fumbled him. 2 of 8 from three. But he didn't do a stupid step back, so I don't mind that. You know, if you're not going to step back into it and actually take the shots you meant to take, that's all right by me. You did all right. So, well done, Keel, and well done playing controlled, because that's what I like to see. Jackson Hayes had 13 off the bench, 6 of 8 shooting. They gave him the ball and he dunked it. So, that's all I asked for him. Jose was solid in 14 minutes. Stat sheet doesn't say how good he was, but he was solid. And Najee got some minutes as well, 12 minutes, and he performed, well, did his job, and that was it. Gary Clark didn't really see much of the floor, 2 minutes at the end of the game, but otherwise, it was a disappointing loss. Takes us to 18-30 when you're one game out of the play-in tournament. Now we've fallen back down to 12th after the Spurs jump ahead after defeating the Bulls, which, you know, you can't rely on the Chicago Bulls for anything, I tell you what. All they had to do was beat the Spurs, and they couldn't do that. So, before the 12, we are now, what, 2.5 games or 3 games behind Portland, tied with the Spurs for basically 11th spot, where we're both 21 games behind top spot and 3 games behind Portland. So, where to from here? This is the first night of a back-to-back, so we take on the Celtics tomorrow at the Smoothie King Center as well, so at least we don't have to fly to Philadelphia. This was meant to be 3 individual home games, game, break, game, break, game, break. Instead, we get 3 back-to-backs thanks to the Philadelphia 76ers and them sooking. So we love that for us. They will take on the Pelicans at, well, it's 8 a.m. my time, so I assume that's 6 p.m. On Saturday in the Smoothie King Center. So get down there and enjoy it. That's going to be a good game. I don't know whether or not Brandon's back, but no doubt they will bring it. They've got their stars, Jason Tatum and also Jaylen Brown, who are both fantastic players, good wing players. Herb and Josh are going to be busy, but it's just going to be about limiting them and making them, they play in isolation. So, you know, take the ball out of their hands and make other guys beat you. That's what you've got to try to do. So we'll see what happens there. Hopefully either JV or Brandon is back, just so we can get a bit of consistent offense. But we'll see what happens there. Now, before I wrap up, we will thank the sponsors, mybookie.ag. Use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up, and that'll give you some deposit match bonuses. That's on the third page of the sign-up sheet when you get in there. If you want to do your betting, go and do it there, because I've got heaps of good deals, you know, supports us, we keep making shows, all that sort of jazz. Manscaped.com, 20% off if you use the code HOOPBALL20. 20% off, as I said, and free shipping at checkout. Do that, get yourself some shavers or jocks or whatever your heart desires. I don't know, I'm not going to tell you, I'm not your mum. And of course, please take a moment to follow at EthosFantasyBK on Twitter. I did share it the other day on Twitter. The single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed on earth. Not bad, hey, good props. Get all your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition and provides more analysis too. Again, that's at EthosFantasyBK on Twitter. Go and follow them. It's been growing too. I think we're up to like 8,000 followers. So go and follow that. They get some pretty funny little blurbs in there, I tell you what. And of course, we have a brand new daily fantasy partner at Sports Ethos, Thrive Fantasy. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. Use code ETHOS when you sign up to get a 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit, up to $100 plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. Pick player props, a bit of alliteration for your Saturday evening. On the biggest names playing each and every night, score points when your props hit, and the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. And check out our Sports Ethos DFS team or podcast for advice on winners. Again, that code is ETHOS, E-T-H-O-S, over at thrivefantasy.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Okay, thanks again to the sponsors. Now, we're going to wrap up, and we're looking forward to taking the Celtics on tomorrow. That'll be the end of the second back-to-back. We then get a day off, and then we're back into it, taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers, and that will be in Cleveland. And then that's followed up with a delicious little game against the Pistons. So a little East Coast, jaunt over there to go and check out Cleveland and Detroit, two of the nicer parts of America, from what I'm told. Not what YouTube says, though. But, yeah, we'll go over there and hopefully touch both of them up. Both are injured. You know, Cavs are 130-19. They're pretty good in the East, but the Pistons are dog shit, basically, so we need to beat them. You got to win the games that you can. And hopefully we've got a full side. They're all going to go to the East Coast, and we go over there and cause a bit of a ruckus. But, wishful thinking. We'll see what happens. But anyway, I'm going to wrap up there. Hopefully, we're getting more of a team back and we can compete as we head towards the trade deadline. We're going to try to get some people on to talk about what we and who and how and when and what we should do to get more players. There's been lots of talk about trying to get a CJ McCollum or a De'Aaron Fox. Who knows? Will the Pelicans do it? Well, we got the picks and the pick swaps and the players and salary and all this other carry-on trade exemptions that we can use. So we will discuss about that in the coming shows. But anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. As always, this is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast at Ethos Pelicans on Twitter. I am Lyle Swithenbank, coming from sunny Western Australia. Take care of yourselves. I'll have a chat to you after the Celtics game. And bye for now.